Welcome back to another episode of Lunch Break Nerd Brawl, where two nerds...
two lunches.
Two lunches debate some nerd things, and we speak into microphones while we drive to lunch. I think this is going to be an interesting episode, because I am kind of in the dark. I don't even know what you guys are doing.
It started off as some idea, and then it went sideways.
Yeah, it seems like a normal concept at first, but I think you guys are taking it in a different direction, and you didn't even tell me what's going on, so it'll be interesting.
That sounds about right.
You wanted structure. I applaud you for wanting structure. I do.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're like, no, I don't. That's too weird. No. Let's do that. And then, like,
and
out
then
the window,
you're
like,
let's go more weird.
You're like, I don't care. Tell me later. I don't care.
And to quote Ty Hyman, let's get weird.
Yep.
Right?
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
So this is our first, are we doing like a, I don't even know what we're doing right now, honestly.
Well, so you
I hope you picked a character.
Me.
Did you pick a character?
What?
that's the only thing I did.
So, I mean, the concept is, we had talked the Super Bowl and how we don't really care about Super Bowl because we're all pretty nerdy and don't follow football. Football. And we were talking about just having the mascots brawl, which was the Buccaneers, which is, I guess that's Pirates?
It's essentially Pirates, yeah.
They
yeah.
be Pirates is what they be.
And the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And so we were saying you could do Pirates versus Indians. It's like, is that if
Native
offensive?
Americans, but yeah.
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 It might be culturally insensitive. I don't know.
I hope not. It's not intended that way.
No. Definitely not intended that way.
I hope that any listeners listen enough of our podcast to know that we never intend that.
We're not culturally insensitive. We're just kind of dumb.
But you guys said picking specific Chiefs or Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you picked whatever you wanted. I don't really know what that. So I'm in the blind on that. But before that, I have a surprise for you guys.
Okay.
I wanted to do a segment.
Okay.
Of, I guess this would be a Dr. Trenchcoat kind of thing.
Dr. Trenchcoat, would you rather?
Yes.
It's been a little while since we've seen him.
Yeah. So it's been a while. And Dr. Trenchcoat watched Infinity War and Endgame.
Didn't we have a voice for Dr. Trenchcoat?
No, probably not. Go on, Ty.
And he...
Ryan hates my voices.
The least amount of voices, the better.
Well, I'm not him, so I'm just
there you go.
It.
That's true.
I'm not putting words in his mouth.
This is just like hearsay.
He watched the Avengers movies.
Okay.
And he saw the Infinity Gauntlet of him like wanting to wipe out half the universe. And he's like, that's a good idea. There's way too much nerd media out there. I'm going to get rid of half of it.
What?
He gives you guys the choice of what he gets rid of.
It's not going to be even and fair.
So,
okay.
It's not a blind. You get to choose.
Random, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, option one, and this is all content, like shows, movies, comics.
Games, everything.
Past, present, future,
okay.
Everything.
Okay.
So, option one, he snaps away DC, Pixar, and Disney animation movies.
Wait, what? Why is DC coupled with them?
It's DC, Pixar, Disney animation, Harry Potter, and Lord of the Rings.
Whoa, okay.
Option two, Marvel, Star Wars, Pokemon, and Game of Thrones.
You purposefully made this as hard as possible.
I didn't do it.
You
Dr.
did
this? Did
this. Oh, okay, okay.
This
I was
don't
like,
make
did you
sense.
Dang.
You cut Disney in half on purpose, Ty.
Yes, split in half. That's the point, Matt.
Gosh.
And you split me of DC and Pokemon.
I know, you can't do that.
I think we're all starting to find out who really is Dr. Trenchcoat over here.
Oh, man.
Golly, that sucks.
And so this would impact our past as well. It would make it as though it never existed.
History?
That's a good question.
So the influences so that it had on our lives.
The universe splits from this point.
This point
and
forward.
You can choose which one to live in.
Oh, okay.
Golly.
Okay. The one without DC.
So I lose Pixar Disney because who gives a crap about DC? But I get Marvel Star Wars.
A lot of people. You actually love Green Lantern. So
I do like Green Lantern. Yeah. He's my favorite. He's a good guy. And Nightwing is great.
And you like Batman.
Batman's pretty cool.
Yeah. All of them gone.
Yeah. golly. I'm going to have, if I get my fond memories of those things from the past, I'm okay with saying goodbye to Pixar and Disney. I would be heartbroken, but I want Star Wars and continuing new Star Wars and Marvel content. Yeah, so I'm going to go snap away option one. Give me option two.
What was option two again? One more time. I'm sorry.
Let me turn in
Star Wars, okay. Marvel, Game of Thrones. And what else did you say?
So,
Lord of the, no, wait.
Yeah, Marvel, Star-
Lord of the Rings. Here. Oh, I don't care about most of those. Here. I'm not into fantasy.
Okay. Okay. So, no. Cancel. Okay. Cancel. Okay. So, DC, Pixar, Disney Animation, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. The other one is Marvel, Star Wars, Pokemon, Game of Thrones. Oh, man.
Golly, I lose Harry Potter with that, too. That sucks.
I think I'm going to go with the other option and get rid of Marvel, Star Wars, Pokemon, and Game of Thrones.
How could you?
Yeah. DC has too much of a hold on me.
Oh my gosh. Ryan's killing Pikachu.
Yeah.
It's just dusted right now.
The hero is like growing up.
Turn right.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry. We'll do a lap.
We're just driving, folks. We don't know where we're going.
Yeah. It's had too much of an impact on me in my past and even currently and probably in the future. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say
you're saving DC.
I'm keeping DC, Disney, Pixar Animation, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Because I thought, I'm like, man, that's tough. So that was a good one.
We know you did this on purpose.
I was very happy and cheery until that happened, and now it's infected my mood.
This just like bummed out my whole day. This isn't even real, and I'm sad about it. Golly.
Yeah.
Was there another one?
I feel like I would have to pick the I would keep Marvel.
Okay. Okay. So you choose next one.
Like Pixar and everything, because I have kids and.
Also Incredibles gone. So yeah, I have to keep DC because Incredibles is like one of my all time favorite movies.
Really?
Hands down, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, like looped it one after another on the PSP.
We need to talk, I have like a one and two conversation on an episode, I think, because I would love to hear your thoughts on those. That's interesting. Okay. Interesting. Is there more to that or was that the whole of it?
That's it.
That's it.
You both choose to stay with your DC Marvel.
Yeah, pretty much.
And everything else that goes along with it, I guess.
Yeah. I feel so dirty saying, like, gone. Like, well, the parks are still there, so I could still go to the parks, and they're just going to focus then on...
No, all media is gone.
No, well, the parks are there. They're a physical existence. They're not snapped away. So I could still go to Disneyland, and that'd be fine. And then they're just going to, like, flesh out Marvel and Star Wars. I'm okay with that, I guess. Like, I love the classic Disney stuff, but, like, I wanted the new Marvel content. Like, give me Avengers Campus and make it awesome.
Maybe. Cool. Unless, you know, they didn't have the funds in the past.
Well, that didn't affect the past, though, is what Ty had said.
Oh, okay.
The future.
Okay. Gotcha.
It doesn't affect your past.
Okay.
Or Waltz.
Even though, like, he passed away way before it got as big as it did.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He didn't see
that's
the
rough.
Of,
that's crazy.
Of Disney World, I don't think, before he passed.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. Yeah, so there was that. Listeners, what are your thoughts? What would you choose? What would you snap away?
I'm sad to see Harry Potter go, too. I didn't even thought about that one. Yeah. I love that universe.
I keep Harry Potter. Yay! Did you guys order online?
No.
I did not.
Oh. Okay.
Ryan ordered online. He was responsible.
I did. So I'm going to run out and grab my food, and I'll be back. Okay, so before we get into it, Ty, on the podcast, recorded, I need you to swear an oath to be completely impartial and no bias on what I'm defending.
What are you defending?
This is dangerous territory right now.
Because our general consensus of this
Nazis?
Show...
Are you
no.
Nazi chief.
No, because our general idea for this podcast is that, you know, two nerds debating and one unbiased, slightly nerds to judge. Mm-hmm. And so...
I feel like we addressed this already.
I just need to make sure... Okay. Thank you. That's all. Okay.
Where are you going with this? Now you need to clarify.
I also think that this is kind of a monumentous episode for our podcast.
Why?
There is forever going to be pre episode whatever this is and post episode whatever this is.
What is going on?
Because on this episode, I will defend Chief Jacob Black from the Twilight Saga.
Wow.
So up he's until this
the,
point.
He's one of the...
He is, yeah, he's one of the, he's a werewolf.
The werewolves?
Yep. Wow. Son of Ephraim Black, chief, and heir to be the chief of the...
Okay. I can get behind that.
So, yeah, that is who I'm defending. So, up until this point, we've always been very anti-Twilight.
He's not the kid. It's his dad?
This is Taylor Lautner, right?
Yeah, Taylor Lautner. Yeah, it's the main guy.
This is the guy who thought, oh, Bella's head's bleeding. It's a good idea for me to take my shirt off. This is the guy you're defending?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not a chief?
Yes, he is. His grandfather's a chief, and he's heir to be a chief. So, yes, he is.
So he becomes...
Yes, and he does live long enough because there's a vision within the lore that he gets older.
He's the one that imprinted on a baby.
Yes.
And thought,
which at
I'm
going to
marry that
no,
baby.
No. That's not how it works. See, this is the painful part
of
this baby. And
then he the baby, and then eventually...
Because when at a young age, when imprinting, like it's just like a brotherly kind of figure. And if they so happen to have emotions beyond that further down the road, that's totally fine. That's her choice to make, and that's his choice to make.
So this isn't a betrothal situation. It's different.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like they have a spiritual link to one another.
There is a connotation with imprinting, though, I think, that is not the way you want to be heading into this debate. But we're going to...
The imprinting thing has nothing to do with my defense of him being a chief against whatever pirate Matt chooses.
So Ryan is choosing Teen Heartthrob. Are you choosing the Taylor Lautner version, like depiction, or more of the book version of him? Like, I don't know anything about the books, and I've seen regrettably like one or two of the movies.
I mean, they're relatively the same. So yeah, it'd be Jacob Black that we've seen in movies and the books. There's no big changes or nothing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
He's an accurate representation in the films.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with. I thought about Jack Sparrow, but I'm gonna actually go with Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean lore.
And Davy Jones is.
Davy Jones is a captain of the Black. Of the Flying Dutchman. It was.
Is he the one with the tentacles on his chin?
Yes.
He is. Okay.
He's an immortal. Pirate with a tentacle beard and a cool crabby arm. So he was given the job of, he was made immortal by the goddess of the sea and given the task of ferrying sailors who died at sea to the other side. In the process, he got angry, fell in love got dumped by the goddess of the sea, got mad about it, carved out his own heart and stuffed it into a box and hid it. So that his physical body, no matter what you do to it, cannot be killed. The only way to kill him is by attacking the heart, which is hidden and locked in a box that only he has the key to.
Where's the box?
Hidden.
Hidden where?
On
except some idiot pirate can find it named Jack Sparrow.
Yes, but not Wolfie Boy. Anyway, Jack finds it because he has a magical compass to find it. That's the only reason he finds it. Anyway, besides the point. So yeah, he's immortal unless his heart is stabbed, attacked directly.
And
so
is Wolfman Chief, is he immortal?
Yes, yeah.
How does the lore work for those Wolverines? The werewolves. Are they like silver bullet killed or like regular? How do you kill those werewolves? What's that work?
The only thing that's been shown to kill them, because there's no hunters or nothing like that.
Beheading?
Is
Highlander rules, yeah.
Strangling them. And the only one that is strong enough to do so is a vampire. So they're essentially just like enemies, mortal enemies forever, because the only thing that can really destroy a vampire is the strength of a werewolf, and the same vice versa. The only thing that's been shown to kill a werewolf is the strength of a vampire, that usually they strangle them around the neck and snap their neck that way.
So the only thing that can kill them is an immortal being with immense power, immense strength. Got it.
Strength, yes.
Okay.
Not a squid boy. Not Squidward.
Like a guy who's got, let's say, an enormous version of a crab arm with immense, like, enhanced strength would be probably, in the running.
Have we seen that?
Yeah, his hand's pretty small, though. It wouldn't get around the neck.
His crab arm is not.
It is, though.
He's got one human arm, and he's got one giant crab hand.
Yeah. It's about that big, yeah. It's about two fingers. You hold out two fingers, it's about that big. versus a seven-foot-tall werewolf.
We're not going into this as, like, fighting them straight across. We're actually...
Yeah, Ty had some idea of...
Argus scenarios, right?
Well, Argus scenarios, I was...
Hopefully Ty came up with something.
Well, I was looking at the Argus scenarios we had, and I realized we've used most of these.
Really?
So I'm trying to... get rid of the ones that we already used for the television
honestly,
shows.
Honestly, I'm okay with doubling up, even if it's ones we've already covered, because some of those are pretty funny. I want to see a werewolf and a crab man make Thanksgiving dinner, for instance. I want to see how that turns out.
Well, he also does have human form, so that'd be okay.
And Argus is actually on mute right now, so I'll just read it.
Okay.
so let's scroll.
No voices all episode long, huh? You guys are really just
great.
Killing me in here.
This is great.
So... Argus situation. Argus situation number one. They're contestants on an episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway? who's better at impromptu? What's that?
Who's a better improv-er?
Yeah.
Improv. Improv comedy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Both of them seem pretty emotionless.
No, I would argue that Jacob Black has a lot of emotion to him.
Jacob's a teenager. I mean, he's
not always.
All
he does age
place.
Very slowly, but
he's
he
not
does
always
age.
A teenager.
He does age slowly, but yes.
I'm gonna have to probably concede this to Ryan. I don't feel
he's
like
not even gonna try.
The acting depth of Davy Jones is not well known for.
He's not a humorous kind of guy. You've at least seen Jacob Black.
He's a character.
No,
he's a character actor.
he just doesn't put his heart in it.
Yeah.
That was the joke. I'm sure that'll be made again. He's very much a character actor. If they happen to get a skit about a pirate, he's going to nail it and just knock the Wolfie Boy out of the running. But when it comes down to it, I don't feel like he's got much more of his disposal than just like,
I be a pirate. Do you fear death?
And that's like this like thing he'd say over and over again. And plus, this would have to be like a cruise ship version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because he can't leave the ocean except like once every 10 years to step foot on
Actually,
land.
Cruise ship, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Sounds great. I'm all for this.
Well, if that's the case, I think you might
Day
have
Day four, you're like, I'm done.
If nothing, can werewolves go on the sea? Do they get seasick?
Sure.
I mean, he isn't stuck in werewolf form. He can actually control it at will. There isn't any kind of weakness to like a full moon or nothing like that. Whenever he is in his wolf form, he does have full control. It isn't like there are some instances werewolves. Werewolves are like savage beasts and they're
this
like
is the
have no control.
Werewolf lore, it feels like, compared to some of the other really cool ones out there. I don't know much about
it's
this.
It's more
stuff.
Of anamorphs than.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more technically because I was like analyzing and talking it over with Shay because she's a big Twilight fan. And kind of find out they're not actually werewolves.
They're lycans, aren't they?
They're more so like shamans because the fact of like they can change in the past and they're like their history years and years ago, they've actually changed to other forms besides wolves. But in the recent times.
It's like a religious kind of thing, isn't it? Isn't it like they have like ceremonies and stuff?
How much do you know about Twilight, Ty? I'm curious.
I've seen the movies once 10 years ago.
I saw them again recently, so that's fresh on my mind. I was like, hey, I don't have to do any research. This is great. No, I don't think so. It's more so through bloodlines and since the vampires came around in Forks, Washington, that like activates their wolf gene within them. So as long as there's werewolves, which they're immortal, the werewolves stay around. So vampires, yeah.
So how do we determine who wins this? Because I think Davy Jones being, he isn't very like evil.
And no sense of humor. Jacob
no
Black
sense of humor.
Does have but some humor to him. There is multiple lines that he's, you know, he's a funny kind of guy.
But he could threaten to kill everybody on the ship if they don't think he's funny or if he
That's
gets
if they're on
him.
A ship. There was no preference of them being.
I said, cruise ship works.
That was whatever.
There are no points, and there's no.
The points don't matter.
The points don't matter, so.
So is this just a draw?
It doesn't matter if he threatens them.
I think it's just the fact of he doesn't have a sense of humor. He doesn't have his heart into it.
Person on the sea.
I think the Animorph wins this one.
Okay. That's fair. Art is a fair judgment to be given, Ty. I threaten pirate voices a lot.
He can do multiple characters. Like, he can be a human or
an yes, yeah. If it needs to be an animal, he can
oh,
bloop.
Wow. He's got acting depth.
7-foot wolf.
We're talking about the literary character, not Taylor Lautner, right? We're talking about depth of character building and acting, right?
We're talking about Chief Jacob Black.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Because the guy who played him was pretty stiff, in my opinion, but...
I mean, yes, his abs are pretty stiff. I do agree. I know.
I know.
I see what you're talking
no,
about there, Matt.
No.
That's yeah, I agree.
Awkward. All right, next scenario, I guess.
So next scenario. Nuclear Armageddon. Who becomes a crazy mutated thing? Who survives, etc.
Oh, this is great. This is good.
I mean, I already win, right? He's already a crazy mutated thing.
No, he's pretty sane. And actually,
no, he's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Jacob Black has. You talking about your guy?
Yeah, my guy.
Oh,
yeah.
He's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
He's crazy mutated. That's true.
A mutated creature. I think he wins by default on this one. He's already a mutated, like,
well,
thing of the
that,
sea.
That doesn't mean they
yeah,
win.
Yeah, that doesn't it's mean just... he wins, yeah.
Okay, so again, remind me, how do we determine who wins this scenario?
So, since they're both pretty much immortal, do they both survive the a nuclear Armageddon?
Yeah. I would say so, yeah. Jacob Black has the werewolf. Their clan actually has a whole healing factor. So, and it's rapidly fast as well.
Like a bunker?
So they can't be affected by, like, radiation or...
Correct, yeah. It wouldn't affect them. Also, they're in Forks...
Would a nuclear bomb kill them?
I don't know. Ooh. I don't think so. Just because
Stephanie
of their healing
Meyer,
factor...
if you're listening, let us know.
Yeah. Because their healing factor is shown to be, like Wolverine level of speed. Because within there was a fight, and he had one of his bones broken, and it was healing up automatically.
How did his bone break? Oh, a vampire.
A vampire, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So and it was like automatically healing before they even got back to
neck injuries. Yeah. See, is the neck the weak point? Is that how that worked? Because if it was dropped on his neck, he might die. If the atomic bomb was dropped directly on his neck, he could die.
If the bomb is directly on Davy Jones's heart, he would die.
He
okay.
would not. It has to be stabbed, actually.
Stabbed with a nuclear bomb. That counts.
Stabbed with a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
That's how I always use my nuclear bomb.
One person has to kill his heart, to stab his heart, because then the job transfers to that person, so bombing wouldn't do anything to it. Anyway, so yeah, he's already mutated
the
because
shrapnel.
Of his time like under the in the water, in the ocean. He's already like mutated and like assumed the different aquatic life forms onto his body and kind of merged into one. So he's already mutated, so he could easily survive. And he already has like a ship full of like people who he's brought into that. If there's an atomic bomb, attacks, anybody he can have access to, he just merged them onto the Flying Dutchman, keep growing his crew. He just lives forever. Yeah, so he totally would own an apocalyptic.
So it's a draw in that scenario, I guess.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Man, dude. When you have immortals, this is a lot less fun. So I guess that only leaves one thing.
Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner.
I guess just a battle to the death.
Mm.
Well, they can't because neither one can kill each other.
I think you can shred a squid pretty easily.
He's immortal.
Does he have a healing factor?
Yes.
He does. It was shown to have.
Because he gets
immortal
one of his
doesn't mean
cut off and it
immortal
just
doesn't mean invulnerable.
Right.
Yeah,
there's a completely different thing. And immortal means that like he won't die of natural causes. He lived to be like 200, 300 years old.
He's stabbed,
but if
he
gets attacked by something,
yeah, he's stabbed. He's attacked, and he just doesn't die. The only way to kill him is to stab his heart, which is hidden on an island, which Wolfie Boy can't find.
But if you cut off his head, it doesn't grow back. His head would still be alive.
He could just put it back on,
but not if you separate it.
He's not. It's not Highlander rules. No, it would
like if you cut off his arms, his legs, and his head,
it's Deadpool rules. He could just stick it back together.
That was shown in the movies. Or are you making wild accusations?
But like if
because it sounds like you're making wild accusations, not based
parts
on evidence
of him that are cut off and then they just come back. Yeah, he has.
Do they grow
back,
or they need to be like reattached?
I don't know. That's a good point. I guess when he's attacked, he does have multiple tentacles cut off, but they come back. Like they grow back. I don't know. Have like a element of how fast his speed and healing works, but he would definitely regenerate.
Does he regenerate,
yes.
Or does he need to? It
like
just
a starfish.
Die.
Like a starfish, he regenerates. You cut off a starfish's legs, it regrows back. So it's a similar concept in that.
Hmm.
Do we grow back? and werewolves are notoriously bad swimmers. He can't swim far enough to get to an island.
But your guy also cannot leave your ship.
True, except for once every 10 years, which time he takes a plane, flies to and strangles the little wolfy dude.
Strangle little wolfy dude.
The 7 foot tall little wolfy guy.
Sure, with his enormous crab arm. So an immortal with immense, you know, enhanced physical strength is the only thing that can kill these werewolves, which is exactly what Davy Jones is.
He could not get his claw thing around the side, around the neck.
Pull up a picture of him. I want to see what he looks
it's
like.
It's the size of a normal, like,
it's not.
It's slightly huge. You have a different definition of huge. Then you see a 7 foot large wolf.
Can you cut that part out, Ryan?
7 foot, yeah. Bring up a picture so you can see how tiny his claw hand is that will not get around the side, the neck of a 7 foot large werewolf.
That's one depiction of it. It's a decent sized claw.
Thank you for fixing that.
Here's a picture of the claw about to attack Will Turner at the end of the last film. Decent sized claw.
What's the strongest thing we've seen it crush?
I don't have an answer for that.
I
don't have an answer for that.
What's the pounds per square inch?
That's a little more sciencey than we typically get on this podcast, Ty.
So, a decently sized claw. Thank you for fixing your terminology.
It's a pretty good sized
claw. No, you said decent size, and I accept that.
It's a good sized claw. Definitely well enough to get around the neck of something and to strangle it.
Not a 7 foot
plus all of his tentacles that
werewolf.
He has are on his body, too, which he expertly uses to play the organ, could be used to strangle him as well.
He can use his tentacles to play the organ?
He does. Very, yeah.
Are they strong?
Doesn't show to me, no. It's dexterous. No,
he uses
it to play the organ. No, that's,
that's
dexterity versus strength. Completely two different things.
I agree to disagree.
My son's tiny fingers can play a piano.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Ty.
So, Ryan, does Wolfman grow back limbs as well?
I don't think it was ever shown for him to have anything cut off or any werewolves cut off. I'm sorry. It wasn't shown that any of the...
dismemberment.
It was his tribe. Anything cut off? So I can't say for certain, but his healing factor and just their healing factor in general, as their tribe, was very fast. So I would assume, yeah, that it would be very close to like Wolverine, where like you cut it off, it will grow back within a few minutes or so. So, and if there's any Twilight listeners that know offhand, I apologize.
Stephanie Meyer, if you're listening, get on this in
call
the comments,
me on
please.
It, yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, because maybe there was, but...
I went to high school with Stephanie Meyer.
Really? Before she wrote these books?
This is a different Stephanie Meyer.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The age, I knew the age range was not accurate.
I was really confused. Ty is 70, isn't he? Or ever old Stephanie Meyer?
I'm actually a vampire.
She's not 70.
I'm the inspiration.
I don't know any of this story.
I'm the inspiration for the book.
You were in her
What's
dreams?
His name? William
Cullen?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was...
Ty left an impression.
I don't age.
With his vampire teeth.
You don't age, and you're in Stephanie Meyer's dreams. All right. I didn't know that. That's cool. It's good to know.
I'm in a lot of people's dreams, Ryan.
Why aren't you ever mine?
Ty, I want you to make my dreams come true and tell me that this pirate would win the fight.
I don't know.
I don't think that would happen.
I see a 7 foot wolf coming at a human-sized
human.
Versus
a 6.5 foot tall aquatic monstrosity.
Monstrosity. No, he's slightly larger than a human.
Is he's 6.5 feet tall.
Is he related to Cthulhu?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, they're cousins.
He's a cursed man, so realistically...
He's a cursed immortal, cursed with immortality.
He's a cursed man, so realistically, if it comes down to it, they fight, they see that's going to be a draw. Jacob Black then goes back to his tribe and it says, hey, I'm now fighting this thing. It's going to come back in 10 years. We have 10 years to undo this curse. And with their Native American mysticism, their magic that they have, could undo the curse that Davy Jones is put under, thus making him a normal human, and then
I
he
didn't
drowns.
Know Native Americans had that power.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Google. Yeah. They're just Googling
that's
stuff.
How, I mean, yeah, that's how they become werewolves is the magic that they have.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. They don't have
magic?
No, besides the healing factor and becoming a werewolf.
But don't...
No.
The old people die in their race. Like, they're when, not just like a whole bunch of old people.
When they're not werewolves, yes. So the fact that there are vampires around initiates the gene and the magic for them to become werewolves, and that's whenever they're locked into their age and whatever.
So are they only immortal when they're in wolf form?
That doesn't make any sense. Because when the Edward Cullen is there, he would have been like stuck as a baby because Edward they've been there for a while. He would
Edward
have been stuck
Cullen
as, like,
is a vampire,
right? It's but what you said when the vampires show up, it activates their gene and they stay that age. But Wolfie Boy ages in that series,
very very slowly. So before
I'm not using this as an argument, but I'm confused now. I'm poking holes in Stephanie Meyer's werewolf lore.
They have a full background to it, which won't make sense, and I'm not a big enough fan to know. But they do justify it all.
Okay.
The fact that the vampires, there's a certain treaty that goes down, and since the treaty is okay, they don't initiate it.
Do they like only age to a certain point or something like that? At that point,
yes, up until a certain point, okay. The vampires come into their land, and that's whenever it's been activated. And now, since it's been activated, it's they're
Wolverine
now
activate.
Any werewolves that are now werewolves.
Is it like a puberty thing when it activates in puberty? I seem to remember because, like,
I don't think so.
In the first one, he's very different than in the second book because he gets his hair cut.
Yes.
Yeah, he cuts his own
movie,
hair.
I guess, yeah.
Because, yeah,
with his wolf claws, he just, like, cuts his hair really cool.
It's kind of like Thor. You cut your hair, and it's like, okay, now I'm cool.
Changes the whole film. I'm a completely different character now.
I was really serious, and
it gets funnier.
Yeah.
There's a rock creature, I'm sure. I don't know how these whole Twilight movies work, I'm guessing.
So, yeah, I think the 10-year rule, sure, they fight the first time, it's a tie. Then Jacob Black as a chief. Because they're both, like, healing factors would stop each other. And there's no way that...
I feel like we haven't seen enough of Davy Jones's healing factor. I feel like he probably would still... Like, if he ripped off his arms and legs and his head, I feel like he's screwed.
They would grow back.
Agreed.
Like I don't, a starfish.
I don't feel like they would. The starfish is a good argument because it is an aquatic
animal. That's what he has because the stuff grows back.
But I don't know. He's a cursed human. He's not a starfish.
Agreed.
And he's a mystical human wolfy boy.
Yeah, who can kill something like you?
I think
very easily.
Your character, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
I think I'm gonna have to give it to Wolfie Boy.
Chief Jacob Black. You can call him his name. I'm like,
I
don't.
Beyond that point,
I don't think
with Wolfie Boy.
I couldn't remember.
We're calling this episode Wolfie Boy versus Davy Jones.
Don't think we will because I think I name it. So,
Chief Blackbeard.
Yeah, they become friends and then
Arr, I be thinking ye made the wrong decision, Ty.
Of course you would.
Arr, thank ye for listening, mateys, to today's episode.
I just wanted to say that. You guys can finish that from here.
You want to cut that out? Hey, thanks everyone for listening to this episode. Hopefully Ty cut that out of Matt's impression of a vampire. Hopefully
that wasn't a vampire.
It's not a I thought he was being a vampire this entire time.
Vampire. Arr.
A vampire? There we go.
Vampire.
The vampire, yes.
That was good.
So, yeah. Vote on the polls if we make one this time, hopefully.
I want to write a movie about vampires now. That sounds like a really cool concept.
I actually really like that idea.
That's a good idea.
All right,
okay. Let's
do it. I'll coin it. Great. So, yes, this is Ryan.
I'm Ty.
This be Captain Matt, signing off, your mateys. Arr.
And Matt's mic just died on him, and so Matt is signing off as well.
Bye.
Yarr. Put your hands up.
Welcome back to another episode.
Wait, hold on. We didn't do mic checks yet.
You.
You guys didn't do your mic checks. It's not my fault.
We did. We said check 1, 2.
You did not.
It gives warmth when Ty's mad at Matt.
Ryan, would you do that?
Podcasts. I'm still talking, and it still brings me happiness every time Ty is angry at Matt.
Golly. I don't think
and
I do this.
It's the best.
You guys really angry today.
No, all I'm right. I'm great. The more Ty is mad at Matt, the happier I get. So this is wonderful. Oh, warm and bubbly. Okay.
So angry. All right, now you can do it.
Welcome back to another
you
episode.
Can start now. What's taking you so long to get
Welcome
going?
Welcome to another episode of Legendary Neighbor.
Welcome.
I'm not nearly as funny as I think I am. Okay.
That's good.
So, Dr. Trenchcoat snaps either way, meat or impossible. What's it going to be, Ryan?
We still wait. Staff wearing meat, so like we don't eat
all
animals.
Meat, or? All meat or all like vegetable based meats.
So we don't have to kill animals to survive.
You're not taking this direction I thought you were going. We're banning this right now.
I'm like, which
I feel like you're being combative for combative sake.
No, I'm just trying to get clarification. Like meat, we're also meat. Like carnivore.
Do you eat meat? Do you eat people?
Cannibals I mean, do.
Do you?
No, but cannibals do. And so if we're wiping out like livestock
as well.
The fact
that we don't eat it doesn't make it not meat, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like we, like, never mind.
You got to come up with your hypotheticals.
Never mind.
Hypothetically.
It was off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can tell.
Ryan and Ty feeling snarky today. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Okay.
Also, since we were talking about Twilight, I think I've talked to you guys about this before. My theory on how the Twilight series can't end with a happy ending. Like, there's no possible way, because the only way the vampires can be killed, or the only way they can die, is by being murdered.
Yes.
So they can't live happily ever after. It's like eventually they will get murdered, or the end of the world, in which case I want to see that movie.
Which is
what.
So you mentioned that and I was like, man, that's true. But I think knowing how lovey-dovey Edward Cullen and Bella are, they would be like go to the top of Empire State Building and then jump off together like Romeo and Juliet style
and
like die together. Yeah, because the impact will kill them. That's how a werewolf can kill a vampire, is because their skin is so strong. It's like that's why it glitters in the sunlight, because it's like porcelain. It's like a tough, tough like stone kind of material.
So they like shatter?
Yes. Yeah, they do shatter. And
this
they
is
have to burn
dumb
it.
So gravity can kill them?
Gravity could kill them, yes. Could kill
that's
vampires,
so,
yeah.
That's so
this
stupid.
Is dumb
if
lore.
At a very,
oh
very
gosh.
Tall, high building, yes.
So you
yeah.
think they would just like, okay, we're done living and
man.
Just commit suicide?
It's possible, yeah.
We need
I'd
to
be
do, like,
the we'll underworld. Go together.
That is really dumb that they can die just from gravity.
We need
like,
to do underworld
terminal velocity, that's it.
I mean, which vampire wouldn't, though?
It can't even kill squirrels.
What?
I don't know.
A lot of squirrels off the Empire State Building, and they're always fine.
No, squirrels can survive any height fall.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
because
well.
they're so light that there's no terminal velocity.
Well, I don't even know, like, I don't know
Ty's
any other vampire
here.
Lore
yeah.
that could
jump
off.
I learned that from
off.
Mark Rober. Go watch Mark Rober YouTube videos and learn things.
Yeah, I mean, like, any vampire, if you jump off a high enough building, they'd probably snap their
what,
necks and die. Like,
what about
splatter.
A werewolf? Would that happen?
Why?
I don't know.
Like if they're so strong that, like, nothing can kill them but, like, another vampire, whatever. It's, like, so dumb that gravity, like, their own weight can kill them.
Lazy lore writing, that's what I have to say.
But I'm saying, like, name. What's your favorite vampire lore? If you had to pick one.
Oh, I couldn't just pick
Nosferatu.
One.
Nosferatu.
I don't know what that is. But, like,
tight.
Underworld or...
That's the original vampire.
Like, you jump off a high enough building, gravity will splatter them across the floor and then be done.
No,
like,
they should be fine.
They're like Spooperman
why?
In that regard.
Like, the same as, like, getting yeah. shot. It's like, yeah, they should die, but they don't because they're immortal.
We gotta end this, guys.
Hmm.